broadcasting worldwide at any time. You are listening to the Washington Jewish Radio Network at WashingtonJewishRadio.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Larry Shore welcoming you to another broadcast of Washington Jewish Radio. Well, we've got another regular edition of the program for you this morning. 2 hours of the finest in vintage and modern Jewish music culled from our family archive that goes back now 120 years of the finest in Jewish music. And with me this morning to bring it all to you is Ben. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, everyone. Good to be here with you all once again. So yeah, we have another great show for you. Lots of fun stuff to get to over the next couple hours. So what are we going to start with?
Well, we're going to start off with the man that we like to call the king, the great Mordechai Ben David, recorded back in 1984. This from the Shacharis, the morning service on Shabbos, Lekel Asher Shavas, talking about how Hashem honors and sanctifies the seventh day. Here's the great Mordechai Ben David.
Mikol amasim, vayoy mashvin isahla veyoshav al kisei kevoida. Tiferes otol yoy mamnuvucha, oynekor al yoy mashabos. Lokei lasheshovas mikol amasim, vayoy mashvin isahla veyoshav al kisei kevoida. Tiferes otol yoy mamnuvucha. Oy ne kor al yoy mashabos, oy 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 ze shir shevach shel yovov oy mashvili, shevo hoy shavas keil mikol melachtoy, vi oy mashvili mishabeyach ve oy mei, vi mashir oy mashabos, ze shir shevach shel yovov oy mashvili, shevo hoy shavas keil mikol שבייח ויוי מייר מזמשיל יוי משאבות לא קהילה ששובס מכל המעשים ביוי משביעי נסעלו ויושב הכיסא כבוידו תפרס אותו ליוי ממנוחה אוי נקור Lekeila sheshovas mikol amasim, vayoy mashvi nisalda veyoshav kisei kevoida. Tiferesot aliyoy mamnucha, oy nekor aliyoy mashabos. Vayoy oy oy ze shir shevach shel yovoy mashvi, shevo hoy shavas keil mikol melato. Shabayach ve'yoy mei, mizmashil yoy mashavot. Ze shir shevach shel yovoy mashvi'i, shevo hoy shavas keil mikol melachtoy. Ve'yoy mashvi'i, mishabayach ve'yoy mei, mizmashil yoy mashavot. Ze shir shevach shel
השביעי שבוי שבס קייל מכל מלאכתוי ויום השביעי משבח ויום מתמשי לי יום השבו מתמשי לי יום השבו מתמשי לי יום השבו השבו.
Recorded back in 1984, the great Mordechai Ben David, at the top of his game back then. He was releasing a new album every year, and he had an amazing career and still getting it done. Ben's been playing some of his later stuff from his side of the table. He's always one of my favorites ever since he first started, and hope very much enjoyed it. Well, again, we remind you about the over-the-air broadcast times and stations for the program, which is heard on our great network of stations, WYRE, 810 AM Annapolis, WKHZ, 1460 in Easton, WAMD 970 in Aberdeen, and now on FM, WRNR 103.1 FM in Annapolis, covering very nicely the upper northeast quadrant of the state of Maryland with a very fine signal. So if you happen to be in those areas on Sunday mornings between 8 and 10 a.m. Eastern Time, check out the program the old-fashioned way over the radio on the great stations of the Washington Jewish Radio Network. Well, more Hasidic music here from the songs of Rebbe Nachman of Bratslav and the Rebbe Nachman people, the ones that are, they're always very happy, and they're always the ones in the videos, they're always dancing and wearing the yarmulkes that have like stuff written like in Yiddish, you know, Zeist Alamul Besimcha, be always happy, and etc. So here's a nice one from their Nagunim recorded back in 1988, a verse from the L'cha Dodi prayer recited on Friday night, V'hayu Limshisa.
Hoyulim shisosha hoy soyich verocha kukon bal oyich yosis layich eloi koyich kim sois chason al kahalo Roitzi v'yes Hashem taritzi al yad ish ben parzi ben nismecho ben nodim lo
Oh,
They recorded back in 1988. A very nice selection there from the Nagunim of Rebbe Nachman of Bratslav. And, of course, his followers are very, very well-established around the world to this very day. And that from the Lechol Dodi prayer, V'hoyilim Shisa, and hope very much you enjoyed it. Well, we continue now with a selection of the beautiful music of Israel brought to you with the best wishes and compliments of Leslie Kanner's fabulous Israeli accents. Now, they're doing it all over the phone these days of the pandemic and the COVID and all the other makas that are still upon us, unfortunately, and hopefully they'll be gone soon, very soon. In any event, you can give them a call at 301-231-7999. That's 301-231-7999. For Leslie Kanner's fabulous Israeli accents, and they'll take good care of you. Serving the Mid-Atlantic area and now around the world, the finest in Israeli giftware in Judaica for over the past 30 years. This week, a selection, actually a Hebrew reworking of a song from the show The Sound of Music, which, of course, was made into the great movie with Julie Andrews back in 1964. Here is Geula Gil, a very popular singer of Israel back in that time, recorded back in 1972. A Hebrew version of the Do Re Mi song from The Sound of Music.
Natchil yeladim mi bereshit Ki chach matchilim tamid Bikri'a matchilim be'alef bet Beshira matchilim be'do re mi Do re mi shlosha tavim rishonim tamid Do re mi
Do re mi
Do re mi fa sol la si Tov yeladim, ese zot kal avurchem, hakshivu Do u dov lavan tzfoni Re u re ameuchzav Mi dofek על חלוני, פא, ילדה יפה אוהב. סול, סולחים לו את הכל, לה, קוראים לה אהובה. סי, סלחי לו חביבה, דוב אוהב אותך נורא, רא, רא, רא. הוא דוב לבן צפוני, וריאה מאוכסב. דופק על חלוני ילדה יפה אוהב סולחים לו את הכל קוראים לה אהובה סלחי לו חביבה דוב אוהב אותך נורא דוב הוא דוב לבן צפוני הוא ריאה מאוכזב דופק על חלוני פא, ילדה יפה אוהב סול, סולחים לו את הכל לה, קוראים לה אהובה סי, סלחי לו חביבה דוב אוהב אותך נורא כעת ילדים, כשכל הטבים הללו נמצאים בידינו קל לנו לחבר אלפי מנגינות הנה כך Sol do la fa mi do re Sol do la si do re do ba 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 ba
Thank you.
לבן צפוני רא, הוריה מאוכזב לי דופק על חלוני פא, ילדה יפה אוהב סול, צולחים לו את הכל לה, קוראים לה אהובה סי, צלחי לו חביבה דוב אוהב אותך נורא
They recorded back in 1972, a nice reworking there in Hebrew of the famous song Do Re Mi from the show The Sound of Music, made of course into the legendary movie with the great Julie Andrews, and hope very much you enjoyed that. Well, that preceding selection of the beautiful music of Israel brought to you with the best wishes and compliments of Leslie Kanner's fabulous Israeli accents. Give him a call, 301-231-7999, for Leslie Kanner's fabulous Israeli accents. Well, now Ben's got his first selection on the program today, so let's go to that right now.
All right, well, here is a real nice one by Yehuda. This one from The Wedding Blessings called Umacha.
Hashem dima me'al kapani v'cherpas amayasir me'al kol haaret u'ma Hashem dima me'al kapanim v'cherpas amo yasir me'al kol haaretz.
And there you had it, Yehuda, and that one, a nice song called Umaha. Now, that is the original. There are a lot of cover versions.
Yeah, I was wondering if that was the original or that was the cover.
That was the original. So there were a lot of cover versions of that by a cappella groups and so on.
Yeah.
But that is the original of it.
All right. Very nice. Cleveland's own Yehuda.
Yeah.
Very nice. Well, let's continue now for the 78 groove. Now, here's an interesting one. There was a song in the Yiddish theater called the Grine Cousine, which means basically my immigrant cousin, my new to the country cousin, you know, the greenhorns was the pejorative that people used for people who had recently immigrated. And in Yiddish, they would call them the grines, you know, the green ones. So this song, very catchy song, got worked into a American standard with English lyrics during the 1940s in the big band era. It was recorded first by Benny Goodman and his orchestra when the great Peggy Lee was singing with his band when she was first getting started. Here's a rare version of it from 1945, the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra with the great singer Helen O'Connell, who was his lead vocalist for quite some time. And here they another reworking of the song in an American standard called My Little Cousin. Recorded for Deck out in Hollywood back in 1945. There, the great Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra with Helen O'Connell as longtime vocalist and an American standard reworking of a song from the Yiddish theater called the Grine Cousine that became My Little Cousin. Hope you enjoyed that very, very rare recording. We'll continue now. The next portion of the program is brought to you by the KHZ Network. Don't forget, when you get done listening to the program on the stations of the network, leave the radio on for the KHZ Network. 40 years of top 40 and all of today's modern hits can be found on the KHZ Network. It is also available on the internet at khztv.com, a complete multimedia presentation featuring music videos and lots of other great content in addition to the regular over-the-air signal of the KHZ Network. The KHZ Network was founded by our dear friend, the late Bill Parris, and is operated by his family today. And Ben and I appreciate all their help here on the program. That's the KHZ Network, available on the stations of the network and over the internet at khztv.com. Well, let's have a selection now of inspiration. Here is cantor Ari Klein, recorded back in 1993, a song called Reb Yid. And, you know, we say in Yiddish, when you want to refer to another Jew and you don't know his name, you call him Mr. Reb Yid, basically, like, you know, Mr. Other Jew. And the song has a lot of inspirational lyrics in Yiddish. It says that, says Reb Yid, you know, you be happy because and filled with happiness and faith because the time of the Messiah is coming. We're in the last hours before it happens. And just be strong, and it'll all be good. So a very nice song of inspiration by cantor Ari Klein, who incidentally is the brother-in-law of Mordechai Ben David. So there you have it. Here recorded back in 1993, cantor Ari Klein and Reb Yid.
Es beklaun nicht du's wird pinkeler jedisch sich schrecklich der pachat ist greis schmutzig ist reinigkeit zogen die heftgelei himmel läuft darin die gassen skune far jedischkeit weil dieser säuge mein du sindele steht allein wie kriecht man den päckel arroz herrli dieser freile will mit zimchen mit die tuchen schein der letzte schuh herrli bist da bin Tanz auf die Geschichte, wenn du Herrevi, dieser Freilich Will mit Simche, mit Bituchen, scheun den letzten Schuh Herrevi, bist aber meilig Sing in Tanz auf die Geschichte, wenn du Par Hand sucht mir ein Jünger Mann Sie kommen ein bisschen essen, du paar Nüsse hat keinen Weg Balle Käufe stehen greit, beide im Teus gespreit Werken den Zulen in Zeit Shaker ist Emmes dick, kennen die Schäme dick Die Vieres find die Welt, die Bloffers, alles ist Politik Schulen ist nur ein Wort, Emmes ist gut nicht dort Die Welt ist im Ganzen vertrag Herre wie, dieser Freile Mit Simche, mit Bituchen scheint der letzte Schuh Herr Ebi, bist aber Meile Sing in Tanz, auf die Geschichte du Herr Ebi, dieser Freile Füll mit Simche, mit Bituchen scheint der letzte Schuh Herr Ebi, bist aber Meile Sing in Tanz, auf die Geschichte du Semmes dick, kämen die Schäme dick Die Vieres findig, doch die Bloffers, alles ist Politik Schule ist nur ein Wort, Emmes ist gut Nicht nur die Welt ist im Ganzen verdreit Herr Ebi, dieser Freile Füll mit Simche, mit Beduchen, scheint der letzte Schuh Herr Ebi, ist aber meilig Sing in Tanz, auf die Geschichte du Herr Ebi, dieser Freile Mit Simche, mit Bituchen, scheint der letzte Schuh Herre, wie bist du aber mehr? Sing in Tanz, auf die Geschichte du Herre, wie dieser Freilich Füll mit Simche, mit Bituchen, scheint der letzte Schuh Herre, wie bist du aber mehr?
sterben Mäler, singen, tanzen die Geschichten durch.
They recorded back in 1993. A great selection there by Cantor Ari Klein. The Reb Yidin, like he says, is the shine that lets the shoe. It is already the last hour before the arrival of the Messiah, and a very, very nice song of inspiration. So I hope you enjoyed it. Now we got Ben's coming up with his next selection right away.
Well, this one, also a song of inspiration.
All right, let's do it.
After the difficult week that we had in the nation's capital this past
week. Yeah, right here
week,
where this wonderful program is being broadcast from. And not very, maybe a 20-minute car ride away. That's it.
Yeah. A 5-minute car ride from where I live. So.
Yeah. And you know, and when you live and you grow up in this city, you know, we kind of take these monuments, you know, sort of for granted just because they're here in our city and we drive by them, you know, a million times a day. But boy, oh boy. When you see something like that happens, that just brings a tear to your eye right quick.
Yeah, 1,000%. And so in looking for something to help drive us forward, we'll definitely have some songs on the program this week that help pull us in that direction. This one no different. Safam talking about what we're all looking for. This one called A Brighter Day.
Trying to lose the vestiges of slaves. Then one day they crossed the River Jordan, turning to the land that God once gave. Through each disaster, the feeling survives us, and from the ashes arises. No matter what the cost, we're still the optimist. We cannot stop looking for a brighter day. Oh, looking for a brighter day. Looking for a brighter day. 2,000 years of wandering round this planet, 6 million murdered by a world gone mad. And what should happen then? Ooh, we return to the promised land, home to end our wandering at last. All these years and some are still in darkness, shadowed as an iron curtain drawn. Oh, leaders have come and gone. Oh, but the suffering goes on, waiting for redemption for so long. Through each disaster, the feeling survives us, and from the ashes,
And there you had it. So Thom, that one, and a real great one called
Yes, indeed.
A Brighter Day.
You know, I was thinking about while I was playing, you know, your grandfather, may he rest in peace, when he had come to the end of the discussion on any particular subject or argument or whatever, he would say one word that let us all know that the discussion had now passed. He would say in Yiddish, genig, enough. And I'm just hope that the United States of America, last Wednesday, reached its genig moment.
Hopefully.
Meretz Hashem, God willing. Well, let's continue. So last week on the 78 Groove, I played that Yiddish selection by cantor Moses J. Silverman, who for many years was a fixture in the Chicago area, passed away back in 1986. And I said I would play the cantorial selection that's on the flip side of this 1949 MGM recording. So let's listen to it now with a very nice choir and organ accompaniment from the Rosh Hashanah davening when the shofar is blown. Hayom Harasalom. Today is the birthday of the world. Here's the late cantor, Moses J. Silverman. Recorded from 1949 for the MGM label, the late cantor Moses J. Silverman, a fixture in the Chicago area for many, many years, and Hayom Harasalam from the Rosh Hashanah Davening. Today is the birthday of the world. That composition was written by a composer by the name of Cantor Shaya Engelhart back in the 19th century and was sung in the movie Golden Voices of Israel by Cantor Mordechai Hirschman. When I heard it, Ben, I was thinking about that movie clip of it.
Uh-huh.
Hirschman was sweating so bad under those hot movie lights back then, but it's a very, very famous composition. Mm-hmm. I don't remember ever singing it. I think we sang something else, but, you know, I saw the name, and I remember, you know, in the book by Cantor Samuel Vigoda, may rest in peace, that I got from him way, way back a long time ago. He talked about that particular composer, and it's interesting to remember where these things come from and how, you know, they get their place in our davening and how they stay in some form or the other all the way to the present day. So it's pretty cool with that. And Silverman was a very fine chazan back in his era in Chicago. Well, let's continue now. Ben's got another one for us. We're going to go to that right now.
All right, we'll hear another nice one. This one by the Clos Noir Boys Choir. And this one, another nice theme talking about not being afraid. This one called Altira.
Oh,
And there you had it, the Colnor Boys Choir, and that one called Altira.
Very nice at that. Well, let's continue now a little comedy, and this is Schlock Rock, recorded back in 1988, a spoof of the Beach Boys hit Barbara Ann, and this is called A Barbanel. Take a listen.
A ba 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 banel, a ba 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 banel, ba 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 banel, ba 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 banel, ba 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 banel. Think you smell? You got me yearning for the learning, reaching for the teaching, ba banel, ba 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 banel, ba 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 banel. Ba 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 banel, ba 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 banel, ba 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 banel, ba 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 ba. Think you swell? You got me yearning for the learning, reaching for the teaching, ba banel, ba 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 banel. Went to a shear, thought it would be queer, saw a barbanel, now I'm learning for a year, barbanel, ba 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 banel, ba banel, ba ba. Think you swell, you got me yearning for the learning, reaching for the teaching, barbanel, ba 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 banel, ba 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 ba. Think you swell, you got me yearning for the learning, reaching for the teaching, barbanel, ba 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 banel.
Mishulich, Mishulich, no, Mishulich, Mishulich was the other record.
Did you get up to the second pasuk?
Yeah, but I had to look in the unklus.
Why does Uncle Louis know?
Nah, Bobby might say unklus.
Unklus, wait, did you look in his mono?
Yeah, I looked there too, but I think the best one is the,
A barbanel!
Yeah!
Try Kabbalah, try Agada, try the barbanel, and it all began to gel, barbanel, 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 barbanel. Think you swell, you got me yearning for the learning, reaching for the teaching, barbanel, ba 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 banel, ba 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 banel,
ba 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 banel,
ba 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 banel, ba 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 banel, ba 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 ba. Think you swell, you got me yearning for the learning, reaching for the teaching, barbanel, ba ba.
They recorded back in 1988, the Schlock Rock, from one of their first recordings, in a spoof of the Beach Boys' monster hit, Barbara Ann, and that was called A Barbanel, and of course the great commentator, Barbanel, and hope very much enjoyed it. So the next selection was inspired by a question that I was asked. Somebody said to me, so your program has been on the radio since 1980, for 40 years, and I said, that is correct. So what's the longest running radio program that's still on the air in the world today? So the answer is not, as you might think, the Grand Ole Opry, which has been around since 1925 in one form or the other. It is a program called Hawaii Calls that comes out of Honolulu and has been broadcast weekly on one form or the other, is now available on radio and also on the internet, has been broadcast on the radio since 1924 in one form or the other. So that's nearly 100 years it's been on the air. Its longtime host was a gentleman named Webley Edwards, and they used to broadcast from the Royal Hawaiian Hotel in Honolulu, which was the fancy schmancy hotel in Honolulu when there were only a couple, not now where there's, you know, 700, but back then that was big stuff. In any event, one of the famous Hawaiian flavored songs that came out in those days was a song called The Hawaiian War Chant, and it made me think of this spoof by Mickey Katz from 1959 called A Machia in Hawaii. So, of course, you know how my mind works after all these years. So take a listen to the late, great Mickey Katz and enjoy.
Shalom aloha from Honolulu, home of papaya and pineapple matzo braya. As we approach the island of Waikiki, we see the native maidlach doing their native dance lach. I will take you to their leader, a tzatzkele called Wilde Chaya. everybody's chuckling to the music of a Hawaiian Freilach. So let us relax and listen to the music of Mendel Faber from Pearl Harbor. Spiel, boys! Here's a little laugh from the South Pacific. You chuckle and you buckle from your plates to your pipic. Every native maidle shakes just like a matzo needle. No aces are mechaye in Hawaii. They meet a huckle in a buckle in a shuckle. In Honolulu, all the girls are huckle duckle. Come put out the fire, meet a seltzer of papaya. No aces are mechaye in Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Knyak.
Hawaii.
Plats.
Hawaii.
It.
Gege!
Haskell, the king of the tribe. He sits around the table with his 15 wives. The meeting's called to order by a big shot from the city. His name is Hula Chaim and his tatis from Tahiti. Schwester and Brida from the island of Honolulu. Welcome to the meeting of the Hawaiian Bnei Zulu. The airplane is ready, it's time for here to fly. Man, I'm really young, you up with native Khazarai. From Hawaiian Kirchen, Kemen Takebrechen, it's a Machaya. In Hawaii! Farewell, Honolulu.
They're recorded for Capitol back in 1959 out in Hollywood. The great late Mickey Katz and a spoof of the old Hawaiian war chant, and that was called a Machaya in Hawaii. Hope you enjoyed it. Well, it brings us to the mid-break, so we're going to step aside for just a minute, and then we'll be back with the second portion of this morning's program. Stay tuned. We're coming right back.
You are listening to an exclusive presentation of the Washington Jewish Radio Network via our affiliates over the air and WashingtonJewishRadio.com. This presentation may not be copied, rebroadcast, or reproduced without the express written consent of Washington Jewish Radio, the KHC Network, and all participating sponsors.
And you're listening to WYRE 810 AM Annapolis, WKHZ 1460 in Easton, WAMD 970 in Aberdeen, and now on FM, WRNR 103.1 FM in Annapolis. On the second portion of this morning's program, here's some nice Hasidic music by a singer named Ori Roderman, recorded back in 1989. Yibonei HaMikdash, may the temple be rebuilt.
Mama, let's get the cassette.
recorded back in 1989 there. Ori Roderman, a very fine singer, and Yabunny Amigdash made the temple be rebuilt. Well, let's continue now with something in Yiddish. Here is Teddy Schwartz, recorded back in 1970 from an album with a lot of Yiddish reworkings of famous songs. This is a song originally, I believe, is a Russian folk song, and then was made into a monster hit back in 1966 by a singer by the name of Miriam Hopkin under the English title Those Were the Days. And Teddy's version in Yiddish, Gevainet Zeit, There Was a Time. Mm-hmm. Let's take a listen. Recorded back in 1970.
Wie oft mir Flecken treffen sich in Schenkel, mir seien jung und narrisch dann gewesen. Gedenkst du, wie mir Flecken dort verbringen, träumen, was es keinmal nicht geschehen. Gewähner Zeit, mein Feind, ei wie es beint sich heim, mir Flecken hulien lachen ganze Nacht. Haben Fies gesprungen und das Holz gesungen. Ah ja, Zeit, mein Freund, gewinn hat Zeit. Dei, 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 dei. Das Leben geht nicht immer wie gewünscht. Mir haben sich zu schön auf Jungenlein. Und außerdem, wenn wir haben sie getroffen, der Mond in jene Zeiten mit Gesang. Gewähnt Zeit, mein Freund, ei, wie es bängt sich ein. Wir flecken Hüllchen, lachen ganze Nacht. Dann haben Fies gesprungen und das Holz gesungen. Ah ja, Zeit, mein Freund, gewähnt Zeit. Gestanden vor dem Schenkel, getracht ei, wenn ich wollt gekannt sein deins. Gespiegelt sich in Fenster und gefragt ihm, ist das morgen upon im Tage meins? Gewähnt Zeit, mein Freund, ei, wie es bängt sich heim. Mir flecken Hüllen, lachen ganze Nacht. Dann haben Fies gesprungen und das Holz gesungen. Ah ja, Zeit, mein Freund, gewähnt hat Zeit. Sich zu fliegen. Ich hab gehört mein Namen wie am Mord. Wir sehen jetzt der Alter noch nicht klieger. Mit Träumen wie in Jugend von Azor. Gewähnt Zeit, mein Freund, ei, wie es bängt sich heim. Wir flecken Hüllen, lachen ganze Nacht. Dann haben gesprungen und das Holz gesungen. Ah ja, Zeit, mein Feind, gewähnt hat Zeit. Dei, 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 dei.
They recorded back in 1970. They're Teddy Schwartz with a reworking in Yiddish of the famous song, which ended up in the American mainstream as Those Were the Days. Of course, a song about looking back, you know, to the good old days at the tavern where everybody enjoyed, like she said in Yiddish, the feet jumped and the heart was light and what gevainet Zeit, what a time it was. And hope very much that you enjoyed it. Well, Ben's got another one for us. We're going to go to that right now.
All right, we're going to continue now. hear another one that kind of ties into how a lot of folks are feeling now. Now, this was one of those before they were famous. So this was before Yaakov Shweki was famous. And as a young boy, he had featured on some recordings. But then as he got older, he appeared before any solo albums on one of the Journeys albums from A.B. Rottenberg. And he impressed so much that he actually was able to feature on one of the tracks. This one, a Jewish folk song that has been around for a long time, talking about imploring the matriarch of the Jewish people. And this one you'll hear has all sorts of different things. There's Hebrew, there's Yiddish, there's English, and all of that is tied together really nicely by Shweki. And this one called Mama Rachel.
With the rising sun on her wedding day, she raised her eyes to the heavens, and she thanked Hashem for the man of truth with whom she would build a nation. But with nightfall came, destiny betrayed, the veil concealing another. Yet a sister's shame, not her shattered dreams, took hold of her senses. Mama Rachel, cry for us again. Won't you shed a tear for your dear children? If you raise your sweet voice now as then, the day will come. Mama Rachel, cry for us again. Won't you shed a tear for your dear children? Bizichutech v'shavuvanim ligulam. In a roadside grave she was laid to rest. In solitude forever, but her voice gave hope to the broken of her daughters and sons bound for exile. When her plaintive cry gained divine consent, a challenge to her Maker, can the mercy of flesh and blood run deeper than yours, our Creator? Mama Rachel, cry for us again. Won't you shed a tear for your dear children? If you raise your sweet voice now as then, the day will come. Mama Rachel, cry for us again. Won't you shed a tear for your dear children? V'zichuteich v'shavuvanim ligvulon. your voice is still as you heed the call of me nikoelech mi bechi. It's our Father's will, He who made us all. Dare we ask of you to defy Him? Yet a frightened child, numb from pain and grief, remains forlorn and uncertain. Clinging to the faith that it can be heard as it cries out to its mother.
And there you had it, that one.
That was very nice.
From the Journeys Volume 4, that one, Yaakov Shwaki, and that one called Mama Rachel.
Very nice at that. Well, next portion of the program brought to you by Israeli Accents. Don't forget, give them a call. The Mid-Atlantic's largest selection of Israeli giftware and Judaica. You can call them at 301-231-7999. They're doing everything over the phone these days with the pandemic. So it's 301-231-7999. For Leslie Kanner's fabulous Israeli accents. Well, let's continue now. Here is the Bell's Hasidic Choir and words of hope and inspiration from the wedding blessings, Od Yeshama, that it will be heard in the streets of Judah and Jerusalem, the sounds of joy and rejoicing, the sounds of bride and groom. Here's the Bell's Hasidic Choir.
Oh, I'm so sorry,
They recorded back in 1995, the fabulous Bellas Hasidic Choir and Ode Yeshama from the Wedding Blessings. Of course, a little Yiddish in there, wishing everybody a Mazel Tov. Aliyah and all Jews Mazel Tov. So see, we all got included. So very nice at that. Well, we're going to continue. Now, here is a very timely verse. This is Natan Fetman, recorded back in 1979. And a verse from Psalm 91, a very famous one. And Psalm 91 is an important psalm. It appears in the Pesukei Dezimra on Shabbos and Yontif, but it is also the psalm when a person's casket is escorted from the hearse to the grave. This is the one where they stop seven times, and when they get to this verse, it's very poignant. Ki meluch of Yitzavalach, and it says that Hashem will send his angels to guide you upon your path, lest you strike your foot against a stone and hurt yourself, and God will keep you from every injury and harm. And, well, we sure could use that blessing nowadays for sure. So here Natan Fetman recorded back in 1979, and Ki Meluchav.
Ki malachot
yetza velov ki malochov ki malochov yetza velov mishmor chov bechod rochecho Hashem mishmor Hashem mishmor tesla
Recorded back in 1979 there, Natan Fetman and Kim Alocha from Psalm 91, the famous line there that he used in the refrain that Hashem will guard your going out and your coming in. So hope you enjoyed that. Well, Ben's got another one for us. We're going to go to that right now.
All right. Well, here is a nice one that kind of reflects a lot of the thoughts that we've talked about today. This one, of course, talking about hoping for mercy and hoping for calm in the days ahead. Simcha Lehner, this one called Kerachem.
Thank you.
Simcha Lehner, that one, a nice one called Kerachem.
Yeah, nice, and little Yiddish in there too. Where he says, "Hab Rachmunis Tata, have pity, Father, upon your children." Very, very nice at that. He's very good, Simcha Lehner. I really enjoy his stuff very much. Well, let's continue now. Here's the Vizhnitz Hasidic Choir, recorded back in 1978, as cassettes began to supplant 8-tracks as the cartridge of choice. And here are the Vizhnitz Choir from the Daily Prayer Book. Vahorei Neinu Besura Secha, enlighten our eyes to the Torah. Recorded back in 1978, they're the Vizhnitz Choir, and from the Daily Prayer Book, Vahorei Neinu Besura Secha, enlighten our eyes to the Torah. Well, now Ben will enlighten us with his next selection.
All right, well, before we get to that, I just want to make sure we remind everybody about the best way that you can access the program. That is via your favorite podcasting app, whether that is Apple and iTunes or Spotify. What you do is you go on, you search Washington Jewish Radio, where you can download, you can like, you can subscribe. All those great things that we love about podcasts are all available for you via your favorite podcasting app to listen to Washington Jewish Radio. So make sure that you do that. Now, in continuation, here a nice one. This is a classic, but one that felt appropriate this week. Here is the Don Rechel Project with Mima Makim, Out of the Depths.
חזור שוב האור בעיניי לא גמור לא עוזב המגע בידייך שיבוא ויעיר למשמע כל צחוקי
נו 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 קנצה לי גודאי נו 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 קנצה לי גודאי
ממעמקים קראתי אלייך בואי אליי ירח מאיר דרכך שוב אליי נפרסו ורמסו מול מגע של ידייך באוזנייך לוחש שואל מי זה קורא לך הלילה הקשיבי נשאר בקול אלייך אל חלומך מי שם נפשו שתהיה מאושרת מי ישים יד ויבנית ביתך מי ייתן חייו ישימה מתחתייך כאפר לרגלייך יחיה מי יאהבך עוד מכל אוהבייך מי מכל רוח רעה יצילך מגע של ידייך באוזנייך מוכר שואל מי זה קורה לך הלילה תקשיבי מי שר בקול אלייך אל חלונך מי שם נפשו שתהיה מאושרת מי ישים יד ויבנית ביתך מי ייתן חייו ישימה מתחתייך מי כאפר לרגלייך יחיה יואבך עוד מכל אוהבייך מי מכל רוח רעה יצילך עם העמקים
אני אמוני
שתהיה מאושרת, מי ישים יד ויבנה ביתך
And there you had it, the Don Rachel Project, and that one called Mi Mama Kim.
Very nice at that. Well, let's continue now with the cantoral feature. On this week's cantoral feature, two very nice cantorals by a famous female singer of cantoral music, the late Basheva. Basheva was, I guess, her Hebrew name, which she went by her stage name, for Bernice Kantzman, born in 1925 in Philadelphia. Her father was a cantor and her mother was a concert singer, so she really, it was in the blood. But she had a big, beautiful voice, and she made a couple recordings in the 78 era, and then she appeared in the 1950 movie Catskill Honeymoon, and she sang a couple of selections there. And this was back, of course, in the days, and even in the conservative and reform movements, where women were not permitted to serve as a cantor. So the recordings were kind of novelties in the day. And there were a few that were very well known for singing of cantoral selections. In 1953, Capitol Records signed her to produce an album of cantoral selections, accompanied by the orchestra of Harold Mooney, and she made a couple more recordings. She passed away at a very untimely age in 1960, at the age of only 34. She was appearing in concert. She fell ill and was given penicillin. Little did they know that she was allergic to penicillin, and it killed her. And unfortunately, you know, she is fondly remembered for these recordings, but lived only a short life. And I remember when I was a teenager, I had played this record for somebody, and he was so impressed that he said that he went and bought every copy he could find and gave it to all his friends. So we're going to do the same thing over the radio and over the internet. I'm giving it out to all of our friends. Here's the late, great Basheva, recorded back in 1953 for Capitol Records. And from the Long Tachanun service recited on Monday and Thursday, a prayer asking Hashem to look down from heaven and see what has become of his people and remember that with all that's happened, we have not forgotten Hashem and we beg him not to forget us. Here's the late Basheva and a wonderful version of this prayer.
Shabbat shalom. Not a shamel a case of rowe.
They recorded for Capitol back in 1953, the late Basheva and Habet Mishumayim Aray from the Long Tachanun recited on Mondays and Thursdays. Some voice, huh, Ben?
Definitely.
She, even all these decades, you know, after her passing, is still remembered as one of the great, you know, female interpreters of cantoral music. And, you know, mm-hmm. It's just a shame that, you know, her career was cut short, her life, you know, was so short. But we have played those recordings, lo, these 40 years on this program, and she will always be very well remembered. And like I say, you can go on YouTube and you can find her and see her in, you know, in the movie appearances that she made as well. So check that out when you get a chance. In the meantime, pay attention to what Ben's got to tell you.
You know, the technology may have changed since ELO first recorded this song in 1976, but the message still rings true today. Contacting us is as easy as picking up that telephone, or laptop, or tablet, or smart TV. Well, you get the point. Keeping in touch with us is as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1. Email us at info@WashingtonJewishRadio.com. 2. Tweet us at WashJewRad. And 3. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/WashingtonJewishRadio. The website is found at WashingtonJewishRadio.com and is fantastic, featuring an extensive archive of every show, plus a weekly blog that recaps the show. Your feedback matters, and we always love to hear from you. Stay in touch. The best feedback might just be read on the next show. Could it be yours? Get in touch and find out today.
All right, let's continue now with another selection from this very fine 1953 album. Yesterday in Shul, we benched the new month of Shavuot, which will begin this coming Thursday. And one of the prayers, Misha Sanisim Lavasenu, he who wrought miracles for our forefathers, may he bring miracles and all the good things for us as well. And that all of Israel be knit together, as they say in Hebrew, Chaverim Kol Yisroel, and that becomes the refrain of the second half of this selection. This is based on some older composition, then all tied together by the great Abraham Elstein. So this recorded back in 1953 with Harold Mooney's orchestra. Here's the late, great Basheva and me, Sheyasa Nisim.
Hey.
Recorded for Capitol back in 1953 with the orchestra of the great Harold Mooney. They're the great Basheva and Misha Sinisim from the Rosh Chodesh Benchen, which we recited in Shul yesterday as we bless the new month of Shvat, which will begin this coming Thursday, and we can only hope it'll be a better month than the one that's just passed. And I think that she really was something. Wasn't she, Ben?
Absolutely,
great
one. Absolutely.
And like I say, you know, she's so well remembered over the decades, and yep. You know, just a shame that she passed away so young. Well, looks like it's about time that we got to close up shop here for this week,
yep.
And 2 hours are in and out, and we hope very much that you enjoyed all the great music that we brought to you. And so this is Larry Shore thanking you very much for listening, hoping that you enjoyed what you heard and that you will make it a point to be with us again next Sunday morning for another edition of the program, the finest in vintage and modern Jewish music, right here on the program.
And this is Ben Shore saying thank you to everybody for checking out the program this week. We will see you next week for another edition of Washington Jewish Radio. But until then, thanks for listening.
Until then, Larry Shore is saying be well, Zay Gesind, and have a great week. I get the Vach, a Shulam Vach, a week of peace for us in this country. And hopefully that will be Hashem's will that happens and we have a good and blessed week. And until then, Larry Shore is saying be well, Zegazint, Hadigidavach, be well, and be with us again next week for another edition of the program. Until then, be well and have a great week.
You are listening to an exclusive presentation of the Washington Jewish Radio Network via our affiliates over the air and WashingtonJewishRadio.com. This presentation may not be copied, rebroadcast, or reproduced without the express written consent of Washington Jewish Radio, the KHC Network, and all participating sponsors.